Morning, everyone. Josh here, Solopreneur Grind, a little later than usual. 10:40 on March the 8th. And if you're watching on YouTube, you may have noticed that the thumbnail was a little different today. It's a little later than normal, so I'm onto the smoothie away from the J mug. But anyways, things are going well. It's been a busy week, kind of a short feeling, kind of a busy week that kind of makes it feel short because it goes by so quickly. And so you feel like you're rushing to get everything in for the weekend, but that's usually a good thing. Busy is usually a good thing. So chugging along, and I noticed something on Facebook. So I'm in a bunch of Facebook groups for my law firm. I'm in a few like immigration groups, and for SG, I'm just in some business groups to talk about digital marketing, email marketing, stuff like that that really interests me. And I noticed a theme. Not the most common theme, but just something that I've now seen more than like 10 times, let's just say. And it got me ready to just talk about it. And so what I noticed a lot was someone will post about something. They'll say, hey everyone, can you help me with this? Or I need someone to do that. Or do you have any insight on this, that, and the other? And people will comment, but they'll say, like, for example, last night, someone looking to hire someone to do whatever it was, like some digital photos or something. And someone comments on that post, yeah, I can help you with that. PM me. And I just thought it was crazy as an entrepreneur where you're out there fighting for sales, depending on your niche, you know, maybe you've been around a while, you don't have to fight for sales, whatever your situation is. But that was just like someone going 80% of the way and then stopping. So it's like you're on this Facebook group, someone posts, hey, I need help with this. I'm looking to pay for it. And then you comment and you raise your hand and say, yes, I can do that. PM me. So why are you making them take the extra step, right? I mean, one of the keys to sales is you want to make it as easy as possible for the other person to buy your product or service. Or even if they're not going to turn into a customer, you want to make their experience as smooth and easy as possible. So, like, in my opinion, just PM them. There's no point in commenting and saying, hey, I do this, PM me. Then you have to wait and hope that they see your comment and feel the need to reach out and PM you. Meanwhile, some five other people could have PM'd them. So mini lesson there is like always take the extra step. This is kind of what I wanted to talk about. Like the theme of today's daily is take the extra step and make the decision or the action easy on other people, especially with sales, right? Arguably the most important part of your business, something that you always need to be working on and improving is sales because the revenue is what drives your business. And you should be making it as easy as possible for people to sign up or hear more from you or get on a phone call or whatever it is you have to do. So don't ever, if someone expresses interest in your service, jump out at them one-on-one, send them a PM. What I do like is if you send them a PM and then you comment on the post and say, hey, I can help, I just PM'd you. I like that because especially if they're not your friend on Facebook, if you send them a PM, they might not get a notification under their main notifications. They might have to go under like request access or like there's that second inbox for your non-friends. So I always, if I ever do PM someone who's not on my friends list, I will comment and say, hey, I can help, just PM'd you, check your inbox or whatever. That's great. But especially if it's a sales opportunity, if you're leaving a potential client on the table, essentially what it is. In terms of sales, I mean, I've been doing it for my own firm for the last year and a half, and it's hard. It's hard. And the way to make it easier is to make it as smooth and easy as possible on the person on the other end. So you set up a phone call by cold outreach. Great. You get on the phone call. You have it. You say, oh, I'm going to send you some follow-up info. You send them some follow-up info. You can't expect them to then get back to you. So you have to set a reminder. Okay, 5 days from now, or whatever, however many days. If I don't hear from them, I'm going to reach back out and say, hey, did you have any other questions? Do you want to chat? You know, how can I help? Blah, blah, blah. It's not ideal. Ideally, people would just be messaging you and calling you all day and asking for your services. But when you get out there, you're going to realize that's not how it happens. And so in any aspect of business, to summarize, is take that extra step. Take that extra step, that extra action, whatever it has to be, to make it easier on the person you're dealing with to come to the decision or take the action that you want them to take. Give yourself, in other words, give yourself the best chance at success. So in that scenario, now this person's got to wait and hope that the person who posted sees their comment and decides to PM them before they have been PM'd by other people. Whereas if they would have just PM'd them right away, you get to the one-on-one conversation, now the ball is in their court. So anyways, food for thought after some observations in Facebook groups. Hope it makes sense to you guys. Hope things are going well. If you have any comments, leave them below on YouTube or shoot me an email if you're listening on the podcast or both. Josh@solopreneurgrind.com. Hope you have a great weekend and we will talk soon. If you like the content, check the description below has a link to join my email list where I send 3 emails a week, go into a little more detail, a little practical, tactical stuff on business. And there's no sales pitch. So if you just want more content like this, happy to have you join. Anyways, have a good weekend and I'll see you on Monday.